Matthew chapter 6 verse 10 says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
We are praying the same prayer, asking that the will of God for our lives as individuals and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to His end time kingdom agenda will be established. We're asking the Lord this prayer. We're praying this prayer. We're asking Him to establish His purpose and His counsel concerning us as individuals and as Glow Music as a whole. Open your mouth, somebody, and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart.
Your glorious purpose for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, established all Kabaya by
Last week we touched on Thanksgiving, begin the year with Thanksgiving. Today is begin the year with Thanksgiving too. But I'll please ask that the very first song we sang and this second song we just sang, can we sing them one more time prayerfully? Please.
Yeah.
Jesus. None adore you.
Encourage us to always hear God out whenever we worship. We often come to God in prayer with our topics, but whenever we come into His presence, if only we can hear Him out, He often has things to let us know, to direct us in accordance with what He desires. into 2024, regardless of how you prepared, whenever you come into the presence of God, hear him out. Please hear after me. I'll hear God out.
I'll hear God out.
Whenever I come into his presence.
Whenever I come into his presence.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My prayer is that you receive that grace.
Amen.
There's a scripture that came to mind, or I heard my spirit. Let me put it right, please. Whilst we worship, it's in Genesis chapter 22, verse 17. There are two other scriptures that we're going to deal with. So I'm going to read it, and then we read it out together. You read after me. Genesis 22, 17. We read Genesis chapter 22, verse 17.
Genesis chapter 22, verse 17.
That in blessing I'll bless thee.
That in blessing I'll bless thee.
And in multiplying I'll multiply thee.
And in multiplying I'll multiply thee.
Sorry, and in multiplying I'll multiply thy seed.
And in multiplying I'll multiply thy seed.
As the stars of the heaven.
As the stars of the heaven.
And as the sand which is upon the seashore.
And as the sand which is upon the seashore.
And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies.
That in blessing I will bless thee.
That in blessing I will bless thee.
In multiplying I'll multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven.
And in multiplying I'll multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven.
And as the sand which is upon the seashore.
And as the sand which is upon the seashore.
And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
This was a prophecy or a promise given by God unto Abraham. And as we read the other time, aforetime we've read, and knowing that the blessings of Abraham are come upon us as children of God through Christ Jesus. And here we see promise of multiplication. We have seen the multiplication of the Jews, no matter how persecuted they were, never stopped. They've kept multiplying across the earth. Now, in terms of those of us who are engrafted into Abraham spiritually through our faith in Christ Jesus, look at the church of today, spread across all over the world and still multiplying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God can never fail. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But one key statement that says, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Declare to me that in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
in agreement with Genesis chapter 22, verse 17,
in agreement with Genesis chapter 22, verse 17,
I will possess the gate of my enemies.
I will possess the gate of my enemies.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are Abraham's seed. He said, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Every enemy we have in this year, say after me, we will possess their gates.
We will possess their gates.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, on the flip side, Psalm 100, verse 3 to 4. Please read after me. Know ye that the Lord, he is God.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God.
It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves.
It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves.
We are his people.
We are his people.
And the sheep of his pasture.
And the sheep of his pasture.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
And into his courts with praise.
And into his courts with praise.
Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
From this scripture, we see that the controlling key of the gates is thanksgiving, the gates of the Lord. When we enter the gates of God through thanksgiving, every season has a gate. Like every firstborn is a gate. The first is a gate. The first month is a gate. The first day is a gate. Every season has its gates, and 2024, January, is a gate into the year. How do you possess that gate, or how do you activate the presence of God throughout the year in dealing with that gate? It's with by thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, 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 thanksgiving. So you say, begin the year with thanksgiving. Gates is a whole topic that if we, when we have time, we'll go into. But this is just to draw your attention that it is important that thanksgiving, or we start the year, or we begin the year with thanksgiving. Please, let's read our last scripture, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34. Blessed is the man that heareth me.
Blessed is the man that heareth me.
Watching daily at my gates.
Watching daily at my gates.
At the posts of my door.
At the posts of my door.
Now, this scripture is wisdom talking. Wisdom is talking that blessed is the man who heareth me and is daily watching at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. There is a certain kind of wisdom that we need to succeed in this year by. Every season, he said, the word of the Lord makes us understand that Jesus knew what to do. There is every moment and what to do. Hallelujah. The year 2024 has its required keys or its required instructions to follow. There's a kind of wisdom by which we need to succeed this year. And wisdom is saying that blessed is the man that heareth me, one, and then watching daily at my gates. And now we have seen that we watch at the gates, or we deal with gates by thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so this, as we begin this year and this season of January, let thanksgiving be your go-to. Let thanksgiving be the rule by which we possess this entire year in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
For a moment, I just want you, by revelation from these scriptures, by revelation, begin to thank the Lord. First, thank God for the revelation released. And also now continue to pray that God grant me the grace to be thankful, or to operate the key of thanksgiving consistently and persistently, so that I can see the manifestation of what you have for me this year in Jesus' mighty name.
In the name of Jesus, Lord,
thank you. For the revelation, Lord. For your revelation, Lord, released unto us. The revelation about thanksgiving. Watching daily at your gates with thanksgiving. Accessing by thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for this revelation. Thank you for this revelation. That by thanksgiving, we are possessing the gates of our enemies. Lord, we are grateful. 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 We have the upper hand this year, Lord. Possessing every gate by thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the secret revealed unto us. We possess every gate by thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus. Consistently and persistently.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
To constantly give thanks throughout this year and beyond.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Consistently give thanks. Persistently give thanks.
In
the name of Jesus.
If you haven't given your life to Christ, there's an opportune moment to give, to do so, as we begin this year with thanksgiving. So in thanksgiving, commit your life into Jesus' hands, and you have access to eternal life. Access to eternal life. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice that you paid for me. Dying and rising up again in victory, I surrender my life to you, be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
I have no other God but you. I have no other God but you. I have no, I have no other God but you.
via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 2026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. Shall we share the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. We'll meet again tomorrow at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.